Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabashati Bhattacharji. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, later this month. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Vijayant Panda, Congress's Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kanimoji Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena's Srikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting its significance, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the 7 all-party delegations will carry India's shared message of zero tolerance to terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity of our politics beyond differences. Talking to media, Prasad said that this initiative reflects the far-sighted thinking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that India's collective resolve will show the world the importance of standing united against terrorism. The National Investigation Agency has arrested 2 absconders identified as members of a sleeper module of the banned ISIS terror organization in a 2023 case related to fabrication and testing of improvised explosive devices in Pune, Maharashtra. The NIA, in a statement, informed the 2 men were intercepted by the Bureau of Immigration at the Mumbai International Airport Terminal 2. The agency further informed that the 2 accused had been on the run for the past 2 years and also had non-bailable warrants issued against them by the NIA Special Court, Mumbai. In Jammu and Kashmir, the State Investigation Agency has launched a series of raids at multiple locations across central and north Kashmir. This is a part of an intensified crackdown on suspected terror-related activities. The search operation, which commenced this morning, is being conducted in Sopor, Baramulla and Handwara in North Kashmir and Gandharbal and Srinagar in Central Kashmir. During these raids, no arrests or recovery has been reported so far. The Indian economy is projected to grow at 6.3% during the current financial year, outpacing China, the United States, and the European Union, according to a United Nations report. The media update of the UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects attributes this growth to strong household spending, robust government investments, and booming services exports. Indian Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has highlighted India's growing stature on the global stage, marked by robust economic growth, rapid infrastructure development and strengthening international partnerships. During an interaction with the Indian diaspora community in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Mr. Gadkari emphasized the vast investment and innovation opportunities in India, particularly in biofuels, green hydrogen, clean energy and flex fuel mobility. Calling India a land of opportunities, Mr. Gadkari invited the global Indian diaspora to explore, invest and partner in building a sustainable and prosperous future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the ongoing trade negotiations with the United States are complex and still far from being finalized. His remarks came in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that India had offered to remove all tariffs on American goods. Speaking to reporters, Dr. Jaishankar clarified that trade discussions between India and the U.S. are ongoing and any trade deal must be mutually beneficial and work for both countries. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for 2 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The 2 districts are Upper Siang and West Siang. MD has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours, which is very likely to occur at isolated places in the 2 districts. MD also issued orange alert for thunderstorm with lightning and heavy to very heavy rainfall in Lower Dibang Valley, East Siang, Papumpare and West Kameng districts. World Hypertension Day is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness about the risks associated with high blood pressure and promote effective strategies for its prevention and management. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.